Right now, we are joined by a defensive lineman for the 49ers. Coming off a game where he had four tackles, he had a sack, he had three quarterback hits. In other words, he had a huge game in that win over Dallas. A career-high 63 tackles, seven tackles for loss, six sacks, 11 quarterback hits on the year. The 49ers' Walter Payton Man of the Year nominee for a second straight year. Founder of the Armstead Academic Project. He was the 17th pick in 2015 out of Oregon. Big game. Huge divisional matchup. San Francisco at Green Bay on Saturday. Divisional round, I should say. Eric Armstead is my guest. Eric, it is so good to have you on. How are you?
Good, man. Thank you for the amazing intro.
Thank you very much for coming on. I appreciate it. Listen, there are a lot of things I want to talk to you about, but why don't we start with the fact that you guys went on the road, you dealt with injuries, you still found a way to beat Dallas and advance. I want to ask you, what's it say about the team and its heart, its grit, and its attitude that's in that locker room to come through like that?
Yeah, I think it's just our culture. You know, I think we've been playing, you know, football, playoff level football for some weeks now. You know, we went through a lot of adversity throughout the year, ups and downs. You know, found ways to win ugly, found ways to, you know, overcome a lot. And you know, that's what we had to do on Sunday as well. You know, the game didn't go exactly how we planned, but we found a way to win and, you know, move on. And so, you know, we're happy and we're excited about this new week.
Eric Armstead joining us. In other words, when you go through all those things, it kind of prepares you for the moment and then you execute in that moment. I got to ask you, though, in the moment, like, what was going through your head when Dak Prescott took off on that quarterback draw with 14 seconds left and no timeouts?
Yeah, what was going through my head, I was kind of right there standing up over the center, and you know, we were in our play call where, you know, we're just trying to keep them in bounds. You know, they have no timeouts, and we know if they can't, you know, get some yards and get to the sideline, that, you know, they wouldn't have much time to do anything. And so, you know, I was kind of standing over the center, and I seen them take off, you know, through the A gap, and I tried to go chase them, and, you know, he got some yards, and then I saw him, you know, them trying to hurry up, get on the ball, and saw the ref. And then I realized, like, the ref has to, you know, touch the ball first and mark the spot. And, you know, time ran out. And once I seen the clock hit zero, you know, I was ecstatic. And I know everyone was super happy. So just it was a crazy, you know, last play. And, you know, glad things went our way.
I'm sort of chuckling about that because you said it yourself. You knew. You knew the ref had to touch the ball first, but for some reason, they didn't seem to know. Like, did you know immediately that they were going to run out of time before they could clock it, or was that still in doubt to you?
You know, in the moment, you know, I didn't know 100% sure. I wasn't 100% sure that they were going to run out of time, you know. But, you know, I knew it was going to be close, and, you know, it's hard. I don't know the analytics on it, but they say it's tough to do that and get everyone set up that, you know, it usually won't work out that way. You know, it didn't work out for them, and, you know, we were definitely happy about that.
Eric Armstead joining us. You know, you had a sack and you led the team in pressures for a second straight game. I'm curious, what's it mean to you personally to have been as dominant as you have been in the last two games with the season on the line? In other words, to be at your very best when it matters most?
Yeah, that's just what I want to be. You know, my best when my best is needed. You know, I'm a captain on this team. I love being a part of this team. I love playing alongside of these guys, and you know, I don't want our season to end. You know, I want to keep making memories with my brothers. I want to keep, you know, taking the field with them, and you know, that's something I talk about. You know, especially with, you know, the rest of my D linemen, is that you know, let's keep this going. Let's play for one another. Let's be our best so we can, you know, keep this going and keep this journey going, and you know, fighting and scratching and calling, trying to get to a Super Bowl and win a Super Bowl. So, you know, that's everything that's on my mind right now.
Yeah, I would imagine, Eric, you can only speak from experience, but what you say, I mean, I can hear it. I can hear the passion. I can hear the how emphatic you are that I love these guys. This is a brotherhood. We're playing for each other. We're putting it all out there for each other. Is it always like that? I mean, I have to assume that not every single team has the kind of thing you're talking about. And then if you do have that, how much more is that worth on the field?
It's huge. You know, some years I've had it, some years stronger than others. And, you know, this is definitely one of these years where everything is coming together. And, you know, we're closer than we've ever been as a team and as a unit. You know, the unit I'm part of, I feel like we've grown closer throughout the year. We've added some pieces, and, you know, they're all coming together now. Guys are playing, you know, great football. We're happy for each other's success. And, you know, it's contagious. You know, when guys are making plays, flying around, and you can see the effort and, you know, the intent, you know, it's contagious. It goes to the rest of your teammates, and everyone's able to feed off of it.
Eric Armstead is joining us. Eric, so let me ask you this. If you've got that kind of thing and you feel that strongly about the guy next to you and you play for each other, what was your reaction when Nick Bosa went down on Sunday, and then how much changed when you were playing without him, given how much he means to what you guys do?
Yeah, you know, Nick is a huge part of what we do. And, you know, I was on the field, you know, when he got hurt 2 years ago, and that was a scary, terrible feeling for all of us. And so, you know, in the moment, we were all thinking, you know, just praying that he would be okay. And, you know, once he popped up and gave his dad the thumbs up that he was okay, you know, it was a huge relief for us. And, you know, we didn't have him for the rest of the game. But, you know, we've been through a lot this year as a team. Guys have had to step up. I believe in, you know, our unit as a whole. I know Nick does too. And so I'm sure he wasn't even worried. He knew that, you know, the rest of our guys would pick up where he left off and continue to play good football, you know, which we did. And I'm really proud of the guys who don't get as much credit as well. You know, I really look at it as, you know, not ones and twos, but we're a unit that goes and attacks together.
We're talking to Eric Armstead for a few more moments. You know, I mentioned the launching of the Eric Armstead Academy. As part of that and so many other things that you do off the field, DJ Jones, Fred Warner, and your family were all part of the surprise announcement that you were the team's Walter Payton Man of the Year nominee once again. In fact, DJ and Fred were talking about how much you inspire them. Fred, who I think everybody has absolutely immense respect for, even seemed to be getting emotional as he talked about it. What does all of this and that honor mean to you?
Yeah, you know, you know, football has brought us together, but, you know, this is way bigger than football. You know, the relationships you build in this game, the teammates you have, the memories you make, the times in the locker room, the times, you know, just hanging out. You know, those are the things you're going to remember forever. You may forget, you know, some games here and there. You'll remember the big games, but you'll never forget the people and the relationships you build. And, you know, the relationships are special. And, you know, a moment like that, them saying that I inspire them was an amazing feeling for me. And, you know, it's really what it's all about, is us inspiring others to be better, you know, not only football players, but better people, better brothers, better husbands, better just men in general. And, you know, I'm really, really happy to be, you know, teammates with those guys.
That is the best stuff, and that's why you are once again the team's nominee for the Walter Payton Man of the Year Award. So really quickly, we're a couple of days out from you taking on Green Bay, an incredible matchup once again. You did face them back in Week 3. You lost a heartbreaker as a D lineman. How do you go about stopping or limiting Aaron Rodgers, who, frankly, Eric, at 37, looks as good as he's ever looked?
Yeah, you know, they have a great team. A high power offense, obviously number one seed in our conference for a reason, and you know, it's going to definitely be a challenge. I think we know them well. You know, fortunately we've played them a bunch over the past few years, and so it's going to come down to execution, doing your job and at a high level, and you know, getting those timely stops and getting the ball back to our offense so they can do what they do. And, you know, we have a challenge on our hands, but I think we're up for it.
Really, and really quickly, finally, what about, they seem like they're getting healthier on the offensive line. Obviously, a lot of this is going to matter about what goes on in the trenches. What about that battle within, the battle in the trenches? How does that match up this time around? How does it feel to you?
Yeah, you know, I'm ready for it. You know, times like this, you know, in these important games, in football in general, especially playoff football, you know, it really starts up front. And, you know, we're going to have a challenge on our hands with those guys. And, you know, I wouldn't want to go into that with any other group than I'm a part of. And, you know, I'm excited for it, and I know we're ready.
You know, it's like it's always said, Eric, right? You have to deal with them, but they also have to deal with you. It's a great matchup. San Francisco is at Green Bay. He had another great year. He's the 49ers Walter Payton Man of the Year nominee for a second straight year. Eric, I really appreciate the conversation, as always. Good to have you back on the show. Thanks so much. Have a great week. Good luck this weekend.
Appreciate you, man. Great talking to you.
Appreciate you very much. Sincerely, great to have you.